Sugar has always been king in Cuba. Ever since the island was first colonized, it was one of the country's main cash crops. Now, centuries later, Cuba's sugar harvest is on its last legs. Nearly half of the 156 mills closed in 2002 in a restructuring that left as many as 200,000 workers redundant. More mills are being closed this year, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports. For the towns that have survived off cane, it's a difficult transition.
Azúcar.
Cuban singer Celia Cruz's signature cry of azúcar, or sugar, was partially a nod to the long history of cane in her homeland, Cuba. Under Spanish rule, sugar and tobacco became the island's main products. By the 1800s, Cuban sugar plantations had become some of the most important in the world, helped by the use of slavery. After the 1959 revolution, the industry was nationalized. Sugar continued to play a large role in the economy. It was used in trade for oil from the Soviet Union. Until 2002, 500,000 Cubans were said to be employed in the industry during the sugarcane harvest, or safra as it's called. That has all changed now. A horse and cart clatter down a country road leading to the Central Salvador Rosales, south of the eastern city of Santiago. Of the 156 mills like this one that dot Cuba, all but around 40 will have been shut or mothballed after the current cycle of closures. Salvador Rosales was among those that were recently closed. The mill's smokestack punctures the air like a rusted iron splinter. Around the shuttered factory is the village where its former workers live. It's a weekday here, and there's an air of lethargy. A group of men is playing chess next to the mill gates. Juan Carlos Salazar, a muscled man in a cut-off T-shirt, is among them.
Everyone here worked in sugar. If not in the mill, then in the fields. If not planting it, transporting it. Everything was cane here.
He speaks of the mill as if it had been a living thing. He refers to it as having been killed. For many here, the mill was more than their livelihood. Rafael Martinez worked the cane for 17 years.
We feel bad because there's no work in sugar now. This was our heart, and without our heart, we have nothing.
What is happening across the countryside here is one of the largest social transformations in Cuban history. Clustered around every mill is a town dedicated to sugar. So far, at least 200,000 people have been laid off. In other countries, this might cause massive upheaval. Cuba is ruled by an authoritarian regime that brooks no dissent. But it has also tried to make provisions for the people. It is paying former sugar workers to go to school to learn another trade. The catchword among the managers is diversification. Cane fields are being used to pasture cattle. One mill has even been turned into a fish hatchery. All this is providing alternative employment, but for Martinez, it isn't enough.
They sent me to school every day at first until there was work, but there was no work, and then I went to school one day a week. And now I decided to stop going to school, and there is still no work. I don't get paid because they say there is nothing for me to do. That has been the case of a lot of people here.
Some have decided not to wait and have left these small communities to find their luck in other provinces. Tomás Mejía went to Havana and is back this day visiting his family.
People aren't happy with it. It's a hard change to go from one thing to another. To spend so long in the cane and then to have to work in cattle raising is difficult. That's why I left. When I saw that things were going to stop, I went away.
Why Cuba is doing this now is the subject of differing explanations. Cuban President Fidel Castro said recently, Cuba will never live off sugar again. That belongs to the era of slavery, making it into a social issue. Cuban officials have also blamed a two-year drought and low worldwide sugar prices for the restructuring. UK-based sugar analyst G.B. Hagelberg says that Cuba needed to move away from its reliance on sugar and revamp. But he says the primary reasons Cuba had to shut down so many mills so fast is because of bad management coupled with decades of neglect.
If the infrastructure is not kept up, then obviously, even if there was efficiency at one time, that efficiency declines.
This year's sugar output was 1.3 million tons, the lowest harvest since 1908. Cuba's overall economy, though, is doing better. It's been bolstered by tourism, tobacco, and its relationship with Venezuela. But for those who work in the now rapidly dwindling sugar industry, the future is filled with uncertainties. At a restaurant in Cuba's second largest city of Santiago, Juan Miguel Viga sings and plays the drums in a band. He used to work and live at a mill in Cuba's sugar heartland until it was shut in 2002.
It has affected my mill. When there's cane to cut, it gives life to the town. And now that there isn't, it has damaged the life there.
Viga says, though, that he prefers what he does now to working the cane. But still, he says, he feels a certain nostalgia. He gets back to work and plays an old Cuban standard, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. It's not only his homage to Celia Cruz, but also to a life that is gone. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera.